Welcome to today's meditation session. Everyone can set aside a short amount of time each day to increase their motivation, to face their fears, and experience true worthiness. You, darling, are actually priceless, irreplaceable, and unique. First, I want you to focus on relaxing. Breathe in and out. Follow your inner guide and listen to my voice. Good. Practicing a bit of mindfulness daily provides you with simple methods of awareness, ones that benefit every aspect of your life. Having a daily mindfulness practice can be done any time of the day. It's highly encouraged that you don't skip. That way you experience all the benefits that a mindfulness practice provides. When you meditate, you can literally focus on anything. The sound of a jackhammer, the feel of the seat beneath you, the wind on your face. Breathing is the most accessible one because we're all experiencing that together every moment that we're alive. So let's focus on that. In and out at a comfortable pace. Most of us do not notice our breathing for the majority of the day. Might not even notice it for days or weeks at a time. Bringing some mindfulness to the simple way you breathe can be enlightening. Learning how to use the breath to relax, to anchor yourself in the present moment, is a powerful tool. It hacks into your central nervous system and reassures your body that you're safe. So let's take 5 full deep breaths together, holding it for 5 seconds at the top before releasing it slowly. 1. Fully inhale positive energy. Now hold it. And when you exhale, simply let go of your breath, melting into a state of relaxation. Melt, pet. 2. Inhaling goodness. Hold it at the top. And exhale into a puddle pet. Into relaxation. 3. Inhale acceptance. Hold it in for a moment and exhale any self-judgments, my puddle pet. 4. Inhale health and clarity. Hold it in and exhale as you relax into serenity. 5. Fully inhaling the idea of motivation and vitality. Hold it there. Good. Exhale into complete relaxation. Well done, darling. This is a new solution to facing your fears. Whenever fear presents itself, I want you to take 5 full deep breaths, holding it at the top of inhalation for 4 or 5 seconds. And when you exhale, blow it out slowly. Blow out any fears, negative thoughts, self-judgments you might feel. Let them melt away for me, puddle pet. When you take that last breath of 5, imagine you are breathing in encouragement and strength. And while letting go of your last breath, say to yourself, I am relaxed. Perfect. Now let's focus on worthiness. For some of us, self-worth does not come easily. Sometimes it's hard to imagine feeling deserving. Perhaps we grew up in an environment where so many things were blamed on us. Yet worthiness is the state in which you were born. Most of us simply need to be reminded. You are born valuable, priceless, praiseworthy. And yet we forget. So let's remember that feeling now. Allow yourself to feel worthy during this exercise. That's right, baby pet. Feel worthy. Worthy of love. Good. Now imagine yourself as a small baby. There you are, surrounded by people. People that love you. See them wrapping you up in a blanket to keep you warm. Notice someone caring for you when you cry. Imagine how that felt to you as a baby. Feel it. Worthy of care. Worthy of love. Worthy of the attention you are being given. That's right. You would not have survived to adulthood if people hadn't cared for you in some way. Notice this small child, this baby, you. Notice how the baby deserves to be cared for, cuddled, and loved. Now I want you to imagine that you are now holding this baby. Notice how small you are, how powerful they feel. Powerful and yet vulnerable in your arms. Feel that baby's worthiness, its dignity. And in turn, allow that observation to melt into you right now. Notice how you feel. Worthy. Feel that child in your arms and honor this moment. Cherish this feeling. See the little version of you in your arms. Good. Now hear yourself saying, "It's natural for me to feel worthy, to honor the worthiness of others. Each day, in every opportunity, I will feel better and better in order to make change and to motivate myself. I will challenge myself to see my own worthiness." That's right, my puddle pet. Feel the weight of that child as you ponder change. Change is not inherently comfortable. In fact, it's rather inconvenient. Our brains were designed to be efficient. Efficiency would be creating the same life you have now on repeat. Never risking change. Doing the known over and over and over. So it's actually a good sign if you feel a little uncomfortable. Discomfort is the currency of change. If you feel fully comfortable with the changes you are making, it's possible you're not really making a change. By extension, notice when you have a fearful moment. Sometimes fear is actually a good sign. Acknowledge the fear. Acknowledge that change can be scary. Feel it in your body. Notice that fear itself is harmless. It can't hurt you. Notice and label the emotion, and then completely release it. If another fearful thought arises, notice it. Become the watcher. Don't push it away. Consider it. And when another fearful thought arises, notice it again. Catch it quickly and observe it. Notice the fear that is rippling through your body based on the fearful thought. Don't push it away. Observe it bravely. Then you can say with confidence, I acknowledge that part of me feels very afraid. But this thought, perhaps it's not helping me right now. A thought is only words in your mind that you've said over and over again. Each day, in every way, I will learn to notice my thoughts, to question them, to challenge them, and learn to cultivate motivation and strength. Whenever I am presented with feelings of being undeserving, I now know that inside my breath, there is a way to soothe myself, to guide myself into relaxation, to notice my fearful thoughts, and to release them as things that I learned. Whenever you are presented with a feeling of being undeserving or unworthy, remind yourself you know how to breathe. And inside your breath, you can soothe yourself. Soothe yourself into relaxation so you become the watcher of your thoughts, releasing the unnatural thoughts you've learned since you were that small child. All of the thinking that you developed as a self-preservation strategy, you can now let it go. Every single day, you will become more aware of all the good things going on around you, training your mind to see the beauty in the world, training your mind to connect to other people. When you feel an emotion that's holding you back, you now know a way to break through, to breathe, to observe it in your body without fighting it. Emotions are uncomfortable, but they are not harmful. Don't react. Don't push it away. Don't ignore it. Simply feel it. This is fear. This is unworthiness. I choose something else. Take your deep breaths, relaxing your mind and body. This way you can clearly see things for how they are. See the worthiness of that child. Good. Now every day, you will face your fears one by one. I know it's a challenge, but you can do hard things, can't you, Pet? In order to make great changes, you'll manage your thoughts more effectively. A little bit better every day. Stumbles along the way are a sign that you're challenging yourself. So from now on, you will challenge every negative thought that you notice. Question it. Is it helping your life? Is it making it better in some way? Or is it protecting you from something that perhaps you're irrationally afraid of? Notice them. Question them. Become the watcher of your thoughts, the feeler of your feelings. From this point forward, whenever you find yourself having a negative or unproductive thought, such as, I am unmotivated, or I am unworthy, or I am not enough, you will immediately notice it. Breathe, become the watcher, and remind yourself of the weight of that child, that that child was enough, and that nothing has changed. Let me repeat that. I want to make it perfectly clear to you. Anytime you find yourself having a fearful, negative, or unprotective thought, observe it. Be curious that it's in your mind, and then say to yourself, someday I won't believe that anymore. It's a very important moment. Someday you won't believe it anymore. You are becoming the watcher of your thoughts, no longer simply responding to them as if they're outside of you. You will remind yourself of the weight of that child, the potential, and you will slowly melt away all the things that are holding you back. The negative thoughts in your mind that you've thought so many times that they feel factual, they will begin to fade if you practice my petal pet, melting away the lies that your brain tells you to keep you small. This gives you the opportunity to start learning new and positive thoughts, to train your mind to see potential and possibility. Let's build up those positive thoughts in your mind. Listen to the following affirmations, and I want you to feel them. Feel them, puddle pet. Melt for me, pet, and listen. I am learning to notice the unique role I play in this life. Someday I will believe I'm indispensable. I'm learning to notice my valuable energy. I'm learning how to connect with others. I'm on the learning curve to be motivated. I'm learning how to accomplish my goals. I'm noticing where I'm irreplaceable. I'm training to be strong, vibrant, and motivated. I will make use of the opportunities I have. I'm up for the challenges life puts in front of me. I am helpful and can be helped. I am learning to be capable and wise. It's possible that I can conquer the obstacles that are in front of me. Very good. Allow my words to sink deep into your unconscious. That's right, baby pet. Take a moment to feel your body. Let it vibrate. Let it resonate with the positive energy that I'm sending you. Breathe. Breathe in all the possibilities of what's ahead. Allow the limiting beliefs behind you to melt away a little bit more every day. Breathe, baby. When you feel comfortable, gently open your eyes and start to notice the beauty in the world around you.